Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy Friday. It's Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. Hope your day is going well. And here we are again. I got to tell you, the last 24 hours, I still feel the same way I felt yesterday. It is a sad time in America. And what makes it even sadder, what adds to my pain, is the crap I see on social media. Yesterday, very emotional, seeing the casket, seeing Charlie Kirk's wife. That was tough. That was really tough, and you know the pain that she is going through. And then to go on X and Facebook and Instagram, and yes, I had to see what they're saying on Blue Sky, and to see some of just the heartless, soulless losers out there and what they are saying. And it really, it's disturbing that there are people who think like that, and that there are people who would celebrate the death of someone just because they disagreed with their politics. That's not what politics is supposed to be in America. We are supposed to battle with words. And these people, and what's more disturbing is finding out what their profession is. How many educators have you seen being called out for celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk? We have educators, we have elected officials. This one just came across my screen before the show. The Monroe Falls, Ohio Council Vice President posts on Facebook. So to all you right-wingers out there that have two things to say to you, Second Amendment and thoughts and prayers. The world is a better place now that he's gone. 24 people either liked it or hearted it. This is the council vice president of some town in Ohio. And the list goes on and on. Of people who are celebrating the killing The Assassination of Charlie Kirk, another one from Blue Sky, has a list of names, and Charlie Kirk X'd out. The world would be a better place without a list of people. Elon's next, someone puts on Blue Sky. Another one on Blue Sky, like, I'm glad that guy died, but they're going really hard to, oh, this is a dark day for America. I mean, it goes on and on. There's sick people out there. Sick people. And then there's the YouGov poll that says 38% of Democrats say it is always unacceptable to feel joy at the death of someone they oppose. Only 38. Now, to be fair, it's 77% of Republicans, and I think that number should be higher. It's always unacceptable to feel joy at the death of someone you oppose. You should never wish death on someone because they have a differing political opinion. But this is what we're seeing on social media. And guess what? Yeah, employers don't like people who celebrate the death of a fellow American. They don't like them working for them. Man, who would have thought it? Who would have thought? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. I want to know some of the crap you've seen on social media. And has social media become a cancer? Is social media part of the problem? Also, what the hell is going on in colleges? This kid, seemingly from a normal family, seems normal, right? In some of the videos you see of him, obviously, before he goes off to college. How did someone get so radicalized that they are putting leftist buzzwords on bullets? And when you hear the stuff that's on the bullet, or on the bullets, the engravings, like, hey, fascist, catch. If you're someone out there who has been calling your political opponents fascist and Nazis, don't you maybe step back, look in the mirror, say, hey, maybe I should tone down my rhetoric. The person who assassinated Charlie Kirk used my rhetoric, used language that I used. Maybe I should walk it back. Here is Kamala Harris during the election on CNN last year. This, again, you want to know where the language came from. Here is what she said.
Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Is Kamala Harris going to come out and say, you know what, maybe I should tone down the rhetoric? I might disagree with someone. They're not a fascist. They're not a Nazi. And again, this is, I said this yesterday. This is nothing new from the Democrat playbook. Mitt Romney was a Nazi. George Bush was Hitler. This is nothing new from the playbook, but we have people who are going to university, they're going on social media, they're getting radicalized, there's a little bit of mental health in there, and people are going to the extremes, so extreme, they think they need to eliminate someone who disagrees with them. And what do we have our elected officials? What are they saying today? Are they maybe reflecting, self-reflection? No, they're pointing the finger. It's Donald Trump's fault. Again, we are 2 days after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and we have people in D.C. who won't take back the words they said. We have people in the RAF building. We have people in Albany who won't take back the words they said. They can't just be a decent person and say, you know what? I took it too far. I took it too far. And it's time that we come together as a country. Yes, we have our differences. I mean, I could write the script, the speech. If I were a Democrat, right, I would say we took it too far. If I'm Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy, by the way, who left his wife for a younger woman. But that's not part of the story. If I was Chris Murphy, I would say, you know what? I never should have said that we're at war. I took the rhetoric too far. And I would urge others on my side to do the same thing. But is Chris Murphy doing that? No. He's already back bashing Trump. The guy can't wait a week. He is on the online. No, he's on the floor. This is 3 hours ago. This is Chris Murphy 3 hours ago. Mr. We are at war. No effort to tone down the rhetoric. This is what he's saying.
We are watching a slow motion daily assault on democracy take place.
What? We're still doing this? We are still doing this? There are people in your party, sir, who are celebrating the assassination of someone because they didn't agree with their politics. And you have the nerve to go on the Senate floor and continue your bullcrap about assault on democracy. You are part of the problem. This is part of the problem. And yes, there are people on the right that take it too far too. I'm not, but right now, where we are today, this is the problem. It's rhetoric like this, dismantling democracy, Nazi, fascist. It's rhetoric like this that pours fuel on the fire, and you've got some unhinged, mentally ill lunatic who will take that as gospel and try to take matters into their own hands. I believe me, I am not the smartest person in the world, but man, can I read a room. And Chris Murphy saying that days after he said he was at war with Republicans, days after Charlie Kirk is assassinated for his opinions, is tone deaf. Let me play this for you one more time, and then I'll take calls. 803-0930, star 930.
We are watching a slow-motion daily assault on democracy take place. Institutions are shuttering venues of dissent. The judiciary is being turned into just a mechanism to harass and imprison the president's political opponents. Our media are cutting deals with the president to silence loud critics of the administration. And now,
really? Really? Obviously, he's talking about the Paramount. Has anyone seen clips from CBS in the last 2 days? Does anyone really feel that CBS has been silenced by the merger? Give me a break, Chris Murphy. I'm sorry. You want to have a conversation? That's great. I want to have a conversation. But can we stop with the buzzwords? Can we stop calling the president a fascist, a dictator, a Nazi? Can we stop saying that he's dismantling democracy? Remember, your words have power. I had someone tell me that 3 years ago. They also said I was dumb, but they said that I hold political power. It works both ways. It works both ways. Let's go to Tahar in Amherst. Tahar, thanks for hanging on.
Hello, Joe. I just want to pass on two comments, if I'm allowed, and then I'll then I go offline. I'll listen to you. So first, I really like your, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think the social media is a problem, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. We're stuck in same kind of opinion that we're stuck in echo chambers. Like, we just think whatever we believe and whatever we are hearing, everybody believes the same way, and that just makes us feel that we are we are 100% right, and we don't even like to look at the other opinion, because we just think this is the only way. Everybody believes us this way, and we just think that this is the only way. And I think that's the problem, and I don't see it going away. And the second thing I want to say, you know, it's unfortunately that rhetoric is on both sides. Today is unfortunate situation for Kirk and his family. But many times it's the people on the other side, and the same kind of nasty comments are being passed from, you know, the Republican side. So I don't have any particular to point out, because I mean, I don't have a note down.
Well, Tahar, I will agree that I think both sides are too into their echo chambers. I think that fuels people not wanting to talk with other people of a different opinion. I've said that for a long time, that I think we are too, and social media plays into that, we are too wrapped into our echo chambers, and we try to kick out any kind of dissenting opinion. And I think that's wrong. I think we should be inviting all opinions. That's something I try to do here. And by the way, that's something Charlie Kirk did. I want to invite all opinions, because, yeah, I think all voices should be heard. You can't back up your opinion if you're only hearing your opinion.
Joe, let me tell you, I really appreciate you on radio. I've texted a few times, and I think we need more people like you who likes to look at both sides. And just one last thing I want to say. I think by knowingly or unknowingly, we're fueling the same fire even today. Republicans are blaming Democrats. Democrats are blaming Republicans. You know, all it takes is one deranged individual to pick up something, and, you know, so I think we're same. I mean, like I said, one party is blaming the other one blaming the first one. It's just we're still doing the same thing, whether we realize it or not. And I'll go off online.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I think we need to lead by example. There is a lot of finger pointing, and that is on both sides. I do think, however, that those who have used the rhetoric that was engraved onto the bullets in the gun that assassinated Charlie Kirk, again, I'm asking for some self-reflection. I self-reflect every day. I'm asking for some self-reflection from political leaders on the political left to maybe stop using the buzzwords that you've been using for 20 years. Stop every day calling Trump a threat to democracy. Stop every day labeling him as Hitler, as a Nazi, as a racist, as a bigot. Can't you just say you disagree with him? Or is your argument so weak that you have to resort to these buzzwords? That's an honest question. 803-0930, star 930. We're taking your calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about social media, is it a cancer? And yet we're back on the rhetoric. Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut, he said that we are at war, meaning he, the Democrats, with Republicans. And then 2 days after Charlie Kirk's assassination, is back to the rhetoric of the administration's killing democracy. Now, I don't disagree that the rhetoric can be cooled down on both sides. However, in the moment that we are living in, the buzzwords used by politicians were engraved in these bullets. You call the president, you call his followers fascists. Again, I'm just asking for some self-reflection. Just say we can all do better. But we go right to the finger pointing. And as someone pointed out, how hard is it? I mean, Claudia Tenney was on here yesterday. And she said, you know, we've got to work together. She said, we have got to work together. I'm not hearing that kind of rhetoric on the other side. And again, I just ask, can we not have disagreements without going to these extreme words like Nazi, racist, bigot, fascist? 803-0930, star 930. Brandon's in Buffalo. Brandon, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Joe. Love the show, by the way. You're doing awesome.
Thank you very much.
I have four kids, eight age ranges, 12 to 15, almost 16. The social media, the phones, it's getting out of control. I'm 42 years old, so I've seen, you know, the segue. We didn't have it. We had it. It was cool. And now it's just ridiculous. I've had to field so many questions the past couple days. You know, some I've been able to answer, you know, some that I really haven't been able to answer. We're a Christian household. And, you know, the best way I was able to put it to my kids was, listen, this sucks. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but God has his reasoning for everything, and he will find good in something. And, you know, while I dislike the social media aspect of it and all the rhetoric, in the past less than 24 hours, there have been so many people, whether it be denouncing, you know, the Democratic Party and switching party lines, or saying I pulled over on the side of the road and I gave my life up for Jesus. It's kind of sickening in one way, but joyful in another.
You talk about some of the stuff that you've had to explain on social media. I mean, obviously the video that I think most of us saw unwillingly, didn't want to see it, and it just came across our feeds. I mean, have your kids come across some of the videos of people celebrating Charlie Kirk's assassination? And what do you say about that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, they asked me, you know, why are people happy? Why are people making fun of him? Why don't they do the research? Why don't they listen? And I don't have a solid answer all the time. I can just say everybody's different. Everybody has the right to their own opinion, but this is not what humans who love and are supposed to care about each other do. These people have problems. You know, they are sick. In my opinion, they're sick. You cannot sit here and tell me that is normalcy, that we were like this at one point and now we're this way. It doesn't, you know, the math doesn't math for me.
No, it's really unfortunate. And just, you know, you're reminded after things like this about people that, you know, you consider friends or people that are in your family, and you just see the reactions they have, and you wonder, how can I have any kind of relationship with this person again after seeing that? Like, I just can't look at people the same when they go online and celebrate the death of someone.
And Jesus said it, houses will be divided, families will be divided.
Yeah, it's for sure. Brandon, thank you. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. I've seen it on, like I said, Instagram, Facebook, X. You can't really get away from it. And to, again, I haven't had to sever any real friendships or, you know, any kind of meaningful relationships within my family. But people I went to school with, and some people that I guess, you know, friended me on Facebook, because they wanted to troll me for my role at the station. I'm usually not the, oh, I'm going to unfriend you, I'm going to block you person. That's not usually me. And, I've done a lot of it in the last 2 days because I just think that's despicable. You can disagree with someone and still feel pain, and know that it's wrong that they were murdered. And have we lost that kind of civility? I mean, can we not look at another human without wondering, oh, what's their politics? Do we have to know? Do we have to know someone's politics right away? You know, it's crazy. I've said this before. I mean, we are so divided politically, and we claim our party identity before our country identity. And it's you know, it's funny. I didn't know my wife's politics until we were together for like a year. Had no idea. I'm guessing she knew mine, or maybe she just didn't listen to me on the radio for a year. But I had no idea. I didn't ask her. I want, you know. But now, you know, it's funny. In 7 years, how quickly things can change. Because now it would probably come out in the first day, the first date, right? And that's just, I mean, that's just how in everyone's face it is. But we gotta get away. And I'm not saying we. I mean, I'm talking about these people that think they can cheer on the death of somebody. We got to get away by looking at people as their politics, because deep down, I mean, they are humans. We are humans. And like David was saying, when former President Biden announced his cancer diagnosis, I wasn't happy about that. I didn't see anyone cheering that on. I was sad. Now, I don't like the guy as a politician, but he's a human. He has a family. You know, I don't want anyone to suffer. Again, we have disagreements, and I'm very vocal about those disagreements, but I would never want someone that I politically disagree with, to go through any kind of suffering. You know, they're not my enemy. We just disagree. We have a difference of opinion. We need to stop looking at everyone who we disagree with as a fierce enemy, because at the end of the day, they're a fellow New Yorker, they're a fellow Buffalonian, they're a fellow American. Again, that's why I am so, you know, I've been talking about this for a while now. We've got to be America first. I know there's half of the country that doesn't want to say that because that was Trump's slogan, but we have to be America first. We have to stop identifying with our party before our country. Bill's in Cheektowaga. Bill, thank you so much for hanging on.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for talking to me. Donald Trump, you know, he epitomizes what your party that calls he calls people names all the time. He called Ma'am Donnie a communist. Do you think that's okay?
I mean, he's running on a Democratic socialist. But no, I mean, I was going to say this morning when the president called all Democrats sick, it's not the language I would have used. I do think that the Democrat Party in Washington will vote against anything Trump puts out there because they don't want to side with Trump. I wouldn't have used that type of language. I agree with you, and that was something I was going to bring up today.
Specifically with Bamdani, do you think that's okay to call him a communist?
You know what? Maybe there could be a different word. I mean, he's definitely leaning socialist.
It wouldn't be good.
I would say he's running more of a socialist campaign, but Bill, I will agree that rhetoric needs to change on both sides.
So what? Donald Trump's more on the right. So he's closer to fascists, and Mamdani is closer to communists. He's not a communist, and Trump's not a fascist. So?
Okay.
What about lock her up?
Well, we didn't lock her up. But there was... Yeah,
all that rhetoric.
I mean, lock her up has nothing to do with... I mean, fascist Nazis, those are people that the Democrat left would say... Right? I mean, you're comparing lock her up with Nazis and fascists and racist and bigot and all the buzzwords.
And also Trump said that
they did try to lock Trump up.
Trump has also said that Mamdani has said terrible things about Jews. That's not true.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Tell me what terrible things he said.
I don't know. I haven't looked up. I don't live in New York City, so I've not been looking up the Mamdani. I'm trying to get the guy running for mayor of Buffalo to actually talk. So I haven't been too focused on the New York mayoral election.
Republicans have been calling Democrats communists since McCarthy in the 50s.
And Democrats have been calling Republicans Nazis since Goldwater.
Okay. 50s a little bit earlier in the 60s, but okay. But David Bellavia would say it, stop it.
Well, I say that we need to change this on both sides, that we need to stop the buzzwords. We do need to be able to just say...
You haven't been saying that very much. You've been picking...
Literally has been my entire career in radio, Bill. I've been saying that.
Well, recently you haven't seen it.
That's just not true. That's just not true. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. I meant to press the hold button. I have been very vocal on how we need to talk with one another. I have been very vocal on how we need to hear all opinions. All right, you can criticize me. You can say I'm an awful at radio, right? You can say I suck. I don't care. But don't say, let's not say things that are obvious falsities. Is that a word? No, because I have been very vocal on we do need to talk with one another. Okay? I'm sorry that we have an immature person as county executive that can't talk with people who disagree with them. Sorry, but we need to be having those conversations. And he should be leading by example and coming on this station and talking with someone he disagrees with. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to call him a Nazi, a fascist, a dictator. I don't believe any of that stuff. I think he's just a bad leader. We have a lot of bad politicians, right? But again, lead by example. And I invite Democrats on this show every week, every day, because I honestly believe the best way to get to a place where we treat one another with respect, even if we disagree, is by talking. It's not saying things into the wind. It's not calling people every name in the book. It's not claiming that they're trying to get rid of democracy. It's understanding by talking with them. And by saying, we might disagree, but we can have a discussion. We can have respect for one another. We don't have to agree on everything. That's the beauty of America. We're allowed to have our different opinions. But when we stop talking, when we spend our whole life attacking each other, buried into our phones on social media, when we freak out because someone buys a social media platform and lets other opinions freely express their opinions and debate their opinions, that we go running to an echo chamber. When that happens, then we have people who get radicalized because they see their politicians not talking with one another, yelling at each other, red in the face, spitting when they talk. When you see that by the people who are supposed to be leaders, who can't even lead by example, and if you're radicalized, if you are, let's be honest, I mean, this is a mental illness problem too. You hear that and you think you need to take matters into your own hands. And then something like this happens and you still have elected officials that can't just be decent and say, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. And yes, it is rhetoric on both sides. But what happened to, we're going to cool down the temperature, when President Trump got shot in the ear? What happened to that? You ramped it right back up, and I would say the rhetoric is worse than it was before Trump got shot in 24. I mean, do we have mature adults in positions of power that can do the right thing? You know, yesterday was 9/11. And one of my memories of 9/11 was that night, Republicans and Democrats standing on the steps of the Capitol singing God Bless America. For weeks, months after that, years after that, United We Stand, we're the United States of America. And my God, we can't even come together to say that the assassination of Charlie Kirk should never have happened and we need to do better. I can't get that from anyone on the political left. I can't get anyone to say, yeah, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't say that we're at war. Maybe we should go on. Again, I disagree with everything Gavin Newsom says. I don't agree with any Gavin Newsom's politics. But the podcast with him and Charlie Kirk, that was a conversation. That's a conversation that we all need to be having. And again, lead by example. I tried to get the county executive on this show yesterday. He declined. Sean Ryan can't see. He hasn't made a statement in over a month. He can't come out of hiding to say this is wrong. I have another state assembly member who canceled on me for Sunday. I mean, seriously. Let's lead by example. Let's do better. I agree. Let's do better. But you can't just point and say, Trump, 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 Trump. You got to do better. And hurling insults from one side of the aisle to the other, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, that's not working. And that's not helping anything. So are you going to be the leader that you're expected to be? Are you going to represent the people who voted for you? Or are you going to continue to throw fuel on the fire? I mean, do we live in a time where no one can say that they're wrong? Is that asking too much? 803-0930, star 930. How do we cool down the rhetoric? What are the steps we have to take? And more on social media, our cell phone addiction, getting radicalized. I mean, you look at these people who get radicalized. I mean, does social media, does the internet play into it? 803-0930, star 930, back after this. Welcome back, hour number two. Joe Beamer here on a Friday, talking with you, 803-0930, star 930. Talking about social media, is it a cancer? Also, how do we tone down the rhetoric? How do we cool the temperature? Something that, you know, in my own little way, I have consistently been trying to do. I don't get any credit for it, but consistently trying to do for years now in my position here at the station. You know, I try to have people from all sides, all opinions be represented. Yes, there might be pushback, and that's fine. Political debate should be encouraged, not laughed at, not ignored. And if I was an elected official, which I would never be, but if I was ever in elected power, I would regularly go on radio programs, on podcasts with people who disagree with me. Because that's how confident I am in what I'm saying. And all I ask is the same from elected officials in Erie County and beyond. 803-0930, star 930. So those are the topics on the board. Let's go to Chris on a cell. Chris, thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, Joe?
Doing well, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Well, I work in the HVAC industry, and I had an estimate out in Dunkirk. So I traveled from Buffalo to Dunkirk. I had the windows rolled down. I pulled up to this client's house, and my windows were rolled down, and David Bellavia was on the radio. I parked my vehicle, and I start walking up to a gentleman's house, and he goes, I don't think you need to walk any further or come in the house. And I go, well, what's wrong, sir? He goes, I heard who was on your radio, and I'm not into that far right stuff. And I go, I was just listening to Mr. Bellavia on the radio, and he's, he favors the right, and I think you've gone far enough.
Wow.
And I stood there, and I really didn't know what to say. I was kind of in shock because I've never been judged like that before. He kind of stereotyped me right away. And I felt offended, but I ended up talking him off the ledge, so to speak. And I said, yeah, I mean, David, I like how David calls balls and strikes. You know what I mean? And I could see how some people be offended by what he says, but, you know, I think he's a straight shooter and he calls balls and strike pretty accurately, you know. And he wasn't going to let me in his house because of the radio program I was listening to.
That's crazy. It really is. I mean, it's a sad example of where we are, to where, you know, people think they can't even they can't even go any further with your services because of what was on in your car.
Yes, and I've been doing this for 29 years, and I've been listening to you guys for years, and this is a first. And why I felt compelled to call is that I've never been judged or stereotyped before based on what I listen to on the radio.
Nor should you be.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah. I, again, like I said, I mean, we classify people, identify people just by their politics. And, you know, I mean, we're so much more. We're humans. But now we've got to know your politics right away. And it's scary. It's absolutely scary.
Well, I backed you with the previous caller with him kind of, you know, you always give people a fair chance. David always gives people a fair chance. Mr. Bowerly gives everyone a fair chance. And we like to have good discussions with people, even though we might not believe or back certain things in our lives, you know. And that shouldn't mean that, you know, I can't do business with you or I can't have a relationship with you because of our political backing or whatever, you know. People are just way too sensitive.
And again, I think you have people that are just they're either not confident in what they say they believe, or I mean, we have just lost it, and you don't want to even talk with someone who doesn't think like you. It's it is sad, Chris. I'm glad you're able to talk some sense into the person, though.
I did. I ended up coming in the house, and by the end of my appointment, he was calling me his friend. And I appreciate your education, Chris, and, you know, the time you spent with me. Thank you, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Beautiful.
That's how it could be. You know what I mean? And you can't judge someone right away. And that's where we're at right now, which is sad. And that's why I felt compelled to call you guys. Thank you for your time.
Chris, thank you, and thanks for listening, as always. And, I mean, Chris did a small part. Right? By the end, the guy's calling him his friend. I mean, we can live together. You know, someone who was on hold but couldn't hang on, sent me this, and it's so true. And I'm just gonna repeat one part of what he texted. I hope he doesn't get mad. This is the part I want to repeat. He says, "We call AOC a communist, but from some angles, think she's kind of cute. We think she's fuzzy. We despise what she occupies her position, but we don't despise her. We might even flirt with her at a bar if we saw her." That is exactly right. I don't know about the flirting at the bar part, but I'm saying we might despise your opinion, right? We don't despise you. And that goes for a lot of people. I have a friend of mine. We were going back and forth before the show, and he does not agree with a word that comes out of my mouth. I probably despise his opinions, but I don't despise him. I love him. He's a friend of mine, right? I love the guy. That's how it is. And despise might be a little harsh of a word, but you get the point. I don't like your position. I don't like your opinion politically. But I can still like you. I can still love you, right? It doesn't have to be despising a human. And I think we have made it for some people where you take the despising of an opinion to despise the human. Now, again, you might not like someone, just think they're not a good person, right? I have people that just don't like me. That's fine. But it's not over politics. It might be something else. And again, regardless, that person just doesn't seem like the kind of person I would be friends with. Okay, you move on. But when you start despising a person because of their opinions, that's where it gets dangerous. And again, there's a lot of people where I do despise their opinion. I like them. I love them. I'm not going to, you know, this weekend on Hardline, Congressman Tim Kennedy, we do not see eye to eye politically. I have a lot of respect for Tim Kennedy, right? He's coming on the show, and he has continued what Brian Higgins continued in that seat, and he comes on Hardline, and he knows we don't agree politically. That doesn't stop him from doing the show. Again, would I vote for him? No, I'm not in his district, though. But as a person, at least I can say, you know, I appreciate you for coming on the show and talking. Again, I don't agree. And yeah, there are some opinions of his that I do despise, but I don't despise the person. Right? Not at all. I appreciate his openness to come on and to talk with his constituents. And that's what we need more of. We do need more dialogue. We need more dialogue. We need to talk more. We need to, more than anything, we need to acknowledge that we are talking to another human being who is more than just their politics. And that's where the social media comes in, to maybe we step off the computer and go and actually talk with people. And it doesn't even have to be about politics. You go hang out for a Bills game and you look around the people who are doom scrolling on social media. You can't put your phone down for the Bills game?
That's part of it, too. Let's go to John in Buffalo. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. How you doing?
Doing all right, John. What's on your mind this Friday?
Yeah, I'd be a hypocrite if I said I wasn't on social media a bunch, but I'm also of sound mind and everything. But I think social media, even though I do use it, it is such a cancer right now. And I think it's even harder, and it's causing today's youth to do all these crazy things, like, you know, the Charlie Kirk thing and all the school shootings, the movie theater shootings and the supermarket shootings and all this stuff. I mean, these are all, I mean, they're not kids anymore. They're adults. They're over 18, a good majority of them. But even a lot of 16 and 17-year-olds, excuse me, are doing it with these schools. So social media is having, you know, I think a horrible effect on today's youth. I think maybe people in their, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s are a little more responsible and can handle it. But I don't know about the youth anymore, and I think it's only going to get worse there. And another thing you were talking about is, like, you know, people with differing opinions going on, you know, others' forums and things like that. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a liberal. You know, so I follow Bill Maher. And when Bill Maher went to the White House, I want to say back in March, I was sickened how many, you know, again, it's social media, but I was sickened at the comments. You know, I thought that was a great thing. Go have dinner with Trump. What's the, you know, that's what we need more of.
Yep.
And just the comments that I saw spewing on social media towards Bill Maher, and you know, these are, you know, from people also, you know, that, you know, affiliate with him or maybe affiliate with his views, were they were unbelievable how much, you know, hatred was being spewed towards him for doing that. I'm like, what, and what did he do wrong? Like the mentality of this us versus them thing is just ridiculous. And that's really all I wanted to say. It's just, I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. I really don't. And, you know, I'm just afraid, you know, just to, you know, live out the rest of my life and seeing where this goes. Cause I really don't see it getting better before it's going to get worse.
Well, John, you know, I'll tell you, John, if we had more liberals like you, we might be having better conversation. I think you're absolutely right. Bill Maher is another one. I mean, he's, again, a lot of stuff I don't agree with Bill Maher, but, I mean, he talks with everybody, and he is not afraid to call out his side, and that's what we need. We need Republicans to call out Republicans and Democrats to be able to call out Democrats.
Right, and I mean, and here's another example, and he's not really a politician yet, but I mean, Stephen A. Smith, he does the same thing.
Yep.
I don't want to say these guys play devil's advocate, but they do. They, you know, they'll call out their side, and they'll call out the other side, and they try to keep it fair. And what I see happening is like, all right, Bill Maher calls out something on the left, boom, the left, even though they follow him and, you know, admire what he stood or stands for, just start ripping into him for calling out his own side or for agreeing with something going on the right. Like, if Bill Maher does that, guy gets just vilified, and it's crazy to me that that's what it's become. And I got no problem with it. I this Charlie Kirk thing sickened me right away. Like,
yeah.
And I just think, you know, maybe there's, you know, whatever, 80 million, you know, voters, liberal, you know, I think, that doesn't mean that, you know, a million or 2 million of them aren't extreme and crazy. It could be even more. But there's, you know, I think there's more that are towards the middle, the same people that are just, like, just being outvoiced here and you know, by the crazies.
Well, yeah, I mean, the crazies are the ones, they're on their computer all day, John. I mean, and that's on both, and I will say, I'm not trying to boast, it is, I mean, there are extremes on both sides of the political spectrum, and they're the ones that are on social media 24/7, 365.
Right, and unfortunately, those are the voices that we're seeing or hearing or whatever, and you know, and it's just a shame, and it's a social media problem, and you know, it's sad. I hope things get better, you know, I really do, but you know, I'm fearful for the future. I really am.
John, I agree with you, and when we're talking politics, I would love to hear your opposing side. I think that's what will make the show better, and that's what will make everything better, to have both sides well shown on the call-in. So I appreciate your call, man.
Thanks.
John in Buffalo.
803-0930, star 930. I'll say this. I really enjoy when Stephen A. Smith is on News Nation with Bill O'Reilly. I have to say this. I enjoy Stephen A. Smith's commentary on politics more than his sports commentary. I can tell you that. I might disagree with him, but I do like to hear him on politics. And you know what? He calls out the left. He calls out the right. But again, I like his stuff with Bill O'Reilly a lot more than I like his sports commentary. Let's go to Neil in Forestville. Neil.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Neil. How you doing?
I'm loving your show. It's the bridge between Bellavia and Bowerly.
Ooh, I like that. You know, Colin Cowherd used to say that on GR, your bridge between, it was Howard and Jeremy and Jim Rome back in the day. So I like that. We might have to work that into a promo.
Excellent. You know, as far as like Democratic leadership and Republican leadership, you could see the examples of it during COVID. I mean, they shut my business down. They shut. They tried to force my child into getting a shot. They locked down the school. They made him wear a mask in school. I mean, I became a stay-at-home parent because of their leadership. They literally handed the keys over to one person, one dictatorial person, Cuomo, and I didn't enjoy that. You know, all my state senators, I mean, these guys just like laid down the gauntlet and handed it to one person to make all the mistakes.
Yep.
And now none of them were held accountable for what they did. And now that this is all breaking loose here, we need a bridge, Joe. We need you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And Neil, I will say this. What happened when you didn't want to take the experimental COVID shot, they made you the enemy. I mean, that is their go-to, is to make the people that disagree, you were the enemy. You were going to get grandma sick. And I thought it was wrong then. And, you know, again, that's their playbook, to make you the enemy. And you're right. We saw it so much during COVID.
It's fear-mongering. You know, we're all going to pass on and go into the next, whatever you believe it to be.
Right.
But we all want to leave like a legacy that is good for our children and our children's names. And when your child goes and does something horrible like this, and from what I heard, you know, both parents were on opposite sides, probably had a good childhood, you know, like what is it? But he goes to these colleges and gets radicalized.
Yep.
You know, how is that possible?
You wonder what's going on in college, Neil, because when I was in college, I was saying this behind the off the air. I'll clean it up for on air. But when I was in college, you know, I was drinking and looking for women to hang out with. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? That was what college was about, was partying, drinking. And now you've got people, they go there and they get so radicalized. It's really scary. And you wonder what's going on behind those classroom doors.
Well, when you went to college, I went into the real world. I went into a job that I had already been doing for 5 years previous, and I was given the opportunity to learn from the world. I went to Toronto just about every day, dealt with every type of ethnic background that you could think of, blacks, whites, Canadians, Montrealans, which are completely different people, by the way. You know, I was exposed to a world of just inside of a world. I mean, Toronto is amazing. If you ever want to learn something, you go there. But watching them too react the way they have over the years, and as our political ball turns to the right, and they get angry, and they get vengeful, and they get spiteful, like that, like you were saying before, like this isn't how we're supposed to act as humanity. But it probably goes back to the generation that's just like, oh, just let him cry, instead of slapping him around. You know, like when I grew up in school, I had like the setting of a teacher that was like, it would knock you on the head if you missed out in this class. I mean, these were raw, hurtful people. If you misbehaved whatsoever, and they were backed up by my parents, they were backed up by the school officials. So if I messed around in there, I got punished.
Oh yeah.
Nowadays, kids rule the school.
Well, nowadays we have people that are saying, get rid of suspension, get rid of detentions. I mean, let's have nothing, no way to punish these kids. Yeah, when I was in middle school, I had a teacher throw a chalkboard eraser at me, because I was being I can't say the word I want to say on the air, but I was being annoying. That teacher turned out to be one of my favorite middle school teachers. And you know what? I mean, again, I didn't learn my lesson because I went to high school and was the same student. But yeah, you were able to discipline, and now you go through school with very little discipline.
Well, when you're a person who disrupts things, you're disrupting it for everybody in the class. You know, you're taking away from the teacher's time. You're taking away from everything that they're trying to do to corral you.
Yeah.
You know, no, if you've got
I needed to be shut up. I was disruption to self and others. I saw that on very many report cards, Neil. I deserved the discipline.
But me and you both are living proof that learning, you know, growing up,
yeah.
You know, just be patient with yourself. Learning life lessons is how you get through this.
Yep, for sure. Hey, Neil, we're up against the news break. Appreciate the call as always. Neil in Forestville. We'll take your call after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here. Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about social media. Is it a cancer? I think it is. And I think it's also the answer to why we do have so many people that get radicalized. I mean, you put yourself into an echo chamber. And again, I'm not talking about just your right or left echo chamber, but echo chamber with extremists. And that's all you're reading, and you're going through that day after day after day after day. I think we've got to turn away from social media every now and then. And definitely kids, we got to put the phone down, turn the computer off, go outside. You know, there's a pool in my complex, a beautiful pool in my complex, and most days it sits there empty. There's a lot of kids in the neighborhood. You don't want to go enjoy the pool? Don't want to be outside? No, just quiet. And I'm not talking during school. I'm talking in the middle of the summer. Just sitting at home. I assume just sitting at home on their screens. 803-0930, star 930. Dave on a cell. Hey, Dave, thanks for hanging on during the break.
Hi, Joe.
I appreciate what your sensibilities are, but I think you're giving too much credit to the Democrats and the liberals. Most of the extremism is coming from the left, and I would go as far as to say 90%. I would say that politicians, okay, so Trump calls people names, but he doesn't go over the line to say that they're a threat to democracy, or they're Nazis, or they're fascist, or any of those things. Yeah, he's got stupid nicknames, and I get that, but that pales in comparison to things like what the senator had said about being at war and doing whatever we can. You look at the majority of the violence, and it is from the left towards people on the right. I think of Steve Scalise at a baseball game, and some liberal takes a shot at him. You look at the majority of the radicalized school shooters, and they're either trans or they're coming from the left side of the spectrum. And I'm not saying an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. I'm not saying that. But I simply think that the Republicans or people on the right need to call out these this extreme part of the Democratic Party, which has taken over. There are moderate Democrats, but they've been silent. They're almost afraid to speak their mind because they're just going to be shut down, or they're going to be there's going to be a tsunami of information that pours over them. There are some good Democrats, moderate Democrats, but they are silent. And now you have such an extremism on the left. And I'm tired of trying to be nice and trying to expect that they're going to talk. They are not going to talk, or I should say they're not going to converse. They're going to tell me what I must do and what I must believe. And I reject that mentality.
You know, Dave, I do agree that there are a lot of moderates. You know, John in the last segment called in. You know, he said he's a moderate Democrat. Unfortunately, the rhetoric is from the further left rhetoric, for the rest left liberals. And I think David Bellavia hit on something earlier where he said, unfortunately, you have elected officials in the Democrat Party who are scared of upsetting those on the extreme left. And we see that every day. And I think that's part of the problem is, you know, you've got to be able to call out extremists on your side. If you're going to call out the extremists on one side, you got to call them out on your side. And again, this goes back to not being able to look in the mirror and saying, yeah, you know what? Maybe it is my rhetoric. Maybe the constant buzzwords I use against the president, maybe that is fueling someone who is radicalized, who's mentally ill, and I can do better, and you aren't hearing that from one person.
Yeah, I mean, I see even in Western New York, the overload of Democrat voters, and I understand that part of it, but you see abject cowardice from the Sean Ryans and the polling cars and some of the people who should be standing up as leaders, and all they are doing is they're cowering away, and you're not getting anything from them. I have great respect for somebody who is willing to stand up and speak and say, you know, this is wrong, period. And it doesn't make any difference anything else. When something is right, it's right. When something is wrong, it's wrong. And people should have the strength, the courage, and the backbone to admit to that and speak out about it. But instead, we get the silence of polling cars, the silence of Ryan. And I think that speaks volumes as to the Democrat side right now.
Hey, Dave, on a cell, 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. Again, you got to call it out. It's wrong. And so many people want to say it's wrong with a qualifier. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. Someone is dead today because of their opinion. And that's wrong. I don't care if Charlie Kirk is conservative, liberal. He was killed because of his opinion. And regardless of what that opinion is, it is wrong that he's dead. Political violence has no place in America. And we all need to do better. I am not hearing that. And again, Sean Ryan, you're running for mayor of Buffalo. You haven't said anything in a month. Do you want to come out and say political violence is wrong? Can we at least get that? 803-0930, star 930. Ray is in a place that I'll be in 20 minutes. Clarence, hey, Ray.
Hey, Joe. You know, I'm going to say something radical, which is not radical. I'm a conservative Republican, and I vote that way no matter who it is. It's not about Trump. It could be you. Doesn't matter. I'll vote that way because they stand for the principles. But I think what would go a long way, and it would be nice if it was President Trump. He's not the big name calling, deep name calling the way the Democrats are, but I would love to hear an apology, whether it's from him, whether it's from high up Democrat leaders, and apologize. When I argue with my wife sometimes and I want the tension to be done, even if I don't mean it, I'll apologize just to get through so we can have a reset. You know, I mean, yeah. I think we've all been there. Just to, you know, you swallow your pride, and it's hard. I think that would go a long way, especially no matter who it is the first one. Now, ultimately, will it do anything? No, but you know what? It sure is a good, it shows good faith gesture. And now you have to back it up with action. But I think, that's just my opinion. Well, I think it's going to happen? No, but I would love to see a big apology, even if it starts with the president. He may not mean it, and maybe he may not have feel like he has to. But wow, wouldn't that be radical? As unradical as it is, that would be radical.
No, Ray, I don't disagree. Like I said this morning, I thought he said a lot of great things on Fox and Friends. But when he said that all Democrats are sick, I would have probably, you know, not said that. Again, right. I agree with what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that Democrats, you know, regardless if they love something, they'll still vote against it if Trump's name is on it. But we could have stopped short of saying they're all sick. I mean, again, I disagree with them politically, but I'm not going to say every Democrat in Washington is sick.
Absolutely. I mean, I know one side feels that way about the other at times. You know, like, you think, what's wrong with those other people? And they're thinking the same way about us. You know, it's just apologies go a long way. You know, the handshake, and even if it's just for the cameras, at least it tells the people, okay, they're going to start. You know, the crazies are the crazies, but that's just how I feel.
It's about leading by example, right? And you know what? I can't sit here and say that the county executive should lead by example and come on this program without saying, you know what, the president could also lead by example. Now, to be fair, the president's gone on ABC, he's gone on NBC, but you're right, lead by example, and if me saying it about the county executive, then I should also say it. You know, President Trump could lead by example, have some kind of coming together event in Congress, and say, we all can do better. You guys stop calling me Hitler, and I'll stop calling you sick.
You know, David played a good soundbite today. Him and obviously President Trump and Ruth Bader didn't see eye to eye, but he played that clip where when he heard that she died, you know, there was no celebratory. You know, it's too bad. That's sad. She was a good woman. Like it's stuff like that that goes a long way that I even forgot about. But to life is life.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we go to our families, and I'm a born again Christian, and it's, to me, I want to see people in unity and come to faith. But you know, tearing people down through words are just, you can never forget words.
No, Ray, I mean, that's the point. I mean, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, there was no one dancing on TikTok. When President Biden had terminal cancer, no one was dancing, celebrating on TikTok. When the senator in Minnesota was assassinated, no Republicans were dancing around on TikTok celebrating the death. There is a difference to that point, because you never hear that on the right, yet there are countless accounts today of people on the political left celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and that is wrong.
Right. Joe, have a terrific weekend.
Thanks, man. You too. That's Ray and Clarence. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that is something that needs to be addressed. And again, I have seen some Democrats, some who I don't think I've ever agreed with anything they've ever posted. I have seen posts that this is scary for all, and I applaud. I applaud Democrats for saying that. Again, you did not see Republicans celebrating the assassination of the senator in Minnesota. Again, that person that person, the assassin, should pay the ultimate price. And that was a crazy person. And that was wrong. And no one was celebrating that. No one was celebrating Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing. And like I said, I don't like, this is where you can separate it. I don't like President Biden's politics, but I don't want the guy to suffer. I don't want the guy to die. We have a difference of opinion on politics. When you can't see that difference, when you can't see the difference, as the caller said, when you can't see the difference between despising someone's opinion and despising the person, that is when we've lost a lot of hope. And I hope, I pray that we have more people that can see the difference between someone's politics and someone's just being a human. I hope that most of us can still differentiate that. And again, can separate the fact that this person's not identified by their politics. I mean, again, Charlie Kirk has a wife, two kids. How can you not feel pain for this, for what this family is going through? As I said yesterday, you know, I look at my son and, you know, I think, man, I mean, Charlie Kirk's kids will grow to not know their father. That's absolutely depressing. And like I said, I am in pain. I'm angry over it. But if we can't, but if 2 days later, we're still using the words like fascist, Hitler, and ending democracy, if we're still using those words, I mean, that's, again, that it's depressing. I guess is the word I'm looking for. It's depressing. I wish we could have that moment where we stop pointing fingers. I wish we could have that moment where you want to attack my opinion. Can you do it without calling me a racist? Can you do it without calling me a fascist, a Nazi, a bigot? Can you just debate the facts? I don't think that's too much to ask. It is Friday here. Don't forget Hardline this weekend. We'll be joined by Congressman Tim Kennedy and others, but don't touch that dial because Tom Bowerly is coming up next. Tom, how you doing today, man?
So if you want to know how people really feel and the way things really are, why don't you wear a Make America Great Again red hat and walk on the streets of Buffalo and Western New York this weekend and see what the reaction is?
I might just do that. I might. I have my MAGA hat out.
I wouldn't advise that. That would be my point. I wouldn't advise that because, you know, I talk to people all the time. Well, I've got to make America great again hat, but I don't wear it because I don't want to get beat up. How many images did we see of people going to President Trump or candidate Trump's rallies during the campaigns where they were beaten up just for trying to attend a political rally? How many people over the years, and I'm going to go back to when George W. Bush of the Bush crime syndicate was in office, and he also was called Hitler. Reagan was called Hitler. And I know a lady in, she lives in Amherst, actually, but we were at a hockey tournament in Cornell University territory, Ithaca, and she had a Bush bumper sticker on her SUV for some reason I will never understand, but even a Bush bumper sticker got her car keyed.
I remember 2017, the inauguration of Trump, the first Trump inauguration, and we were redirected blocks, Tom. I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 blocks out of the way to avoid the Antifa protests that were going on in the middle of the inauguration. If you were there for the Trump inauguration, the National Guard was literally directing you around the protests so there wouldn't be any harm.
Well, in 2016, the Republican convention in Cleveland, going over to the convention site, we were listening to a radio news report that college students were being provided with safe rooms because many of them just could not emotionally handle the fact that so many Republicans were in Cleveland, Ohio. It was like going into a bizarre, bizarre world. But, you know, obviously I've got some very strong opinions on the direction of the country and the way I think things are going to be, as opposed to the way things I want, the way I want things used to be. But one of the things we're seeing is people being fired for posts about Charlie Kirk and the assassination. In particular, school teachers, somebody who worked for one of the NFL teams, as I know you are certainly aware. And do people not realize the ramifications to your organization by posting something like, good shooting, or boy, what a happy day this is. But on the other hand, Joe, I have to say, if you want to see what people are supposed to say, watch some of the politicians. If you want to see what really people are thinking, read the posts on the internet, and it's night and day.
That's the scary part, Tom, is what people are really thinking. That's what scares me. And like you said, I mean, there's what I hope is the future. I hope we can have discussion. But people that think like that, it's really unfortunate. It's really sad. And it's,
I hope I wake up and see a Rolls Royce in my driveway. See what happens first.
I hope you get the Rolls Royce, Tom.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about this stuff after 3 o'clock, and also questions about the suspect. And by the way, is the governor of Utah still speaking? I didn't think he was going to stop.
Oh, I know. My gosh. Hey.
Terrible. Absolutely awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, can't wait. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Dittos. Dittos.
That is Tom Bowerly. He is up next. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. God bless you. And we'll talk on Sunday at 10 a.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.